Go ahead.
Jay, yesterday you were talking about how the president's going to have a role in the super committee, as we're calling it now. If it's a bipartisan, bicameral thing, and the president retaking the bully pulpit today, what's the president's role going to be? How is he going to affect that, the committee?
Well, he is the, as I think Senator McConnell said at some point in the last few days, the one person out of 300 plus million in America who, the only one who can sign bills and make them laws. So he obviously has a crucial role in this process, and he has a crucial role in persuading both members and the public about what he believes is the right path to take. And you've seen him play that role in recent weeks and months, and I'm sure he will going forward. Now, the authority to name the members obviously rests with the leaders. But as I said, I think in answer to an earlier question, there is ample product to provide to that committee once it is formed. And the president is the author of one such product, and he thinks that that it's a real framework for how you go about a balanced approach to dealing with issues like entitlements and revenues.
Is there any concern?